This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Once again, the purchasing habits of the American consumer are at the center of the business and economic news of the day. Retail sales for April came out this morning. The Commerce Department says we all bought collectively $343 billion worth of stuff last month. That is a 10% more, just to give you some context here, than we bought in March. Not all that much more, really, given how much better the weather was, though. So what gives? Sally Herships has the story.
What does this 0.1%, the increase for April's retail sales, really represent?
Well, I don't know that a small trend like that would really kind of say anything major about consumers.
Marlene Morris-Towns teaches marketing at Georgetown's McDonough School of Business. She says the uptick in March sales, about three times as much, could be explained by spring, because who wants to shop in bad weather? But
I think that it gets tricky when you start looking at small differences from month to month rather than bigger trends.
Like year over year. Morristown says comparing monthly numbers can be like finding a picture of Elvis in our toast. We could be searching for non-existent patterns and then trying to explain it away with weather, job numbers, or holidays.
Well, that's why it used to be, I don't know how many stores reported, maybe 20, 30. It's down to very, very few stores report now, precisely for that reason, because it doesn't give a clear picture.
Barbara Kahn teaches marketing at Wharton, and she's talking about retailers that have stopped reporting their own month-to-month same-store sales, like JCPenney's and Macy's.
One of the reasons it's been looked at so much in the last 3, 4, 5 years was to see, you know, whether the signs of the economy, because the retail sales is a very good indicator of whether or not we're fully out of the recession and if the economy is rebounding.
And Kahn says if you look at April sales compared to last year, the numbers are better. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.